704, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. They are encouraged about the guilty verdict in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer, but some black activists in Colorado say there is still a lot of work to do. CPR's Allison Sherry spoke to an organizer with Black Lives Matter 5280.
Dr. April Alexander works at the University of Denver as a professor and has been a community organizer with Black Lives Matter 5280. She has spent 2020 protesting the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Aurora's Elijah McClain.
An average of 3 police shootings every day during this trial that resulted in murder, we still have a long way to go.
Alexander says changing the police officer hiring process and having a better community response model for when people are in crises are 2 policy changes that may help. She plans to continue organizing. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Police in Lakewood shot and killed a man Tuesday morning after responding to reports of shots being fired. Authorities were told a man shot another man and both fled the scene. The victim was found at a hospital with a gunshot wound. The suspected shooter was found during a search and police say he pointed a gun at officers. The Lakewood police sergeant who shot the man has been placed on leave. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland told a congressional committee Tuesday she's made no decision on whether the Bureau of Land Management headquarters will stay in Grand Junction. Haaland said she and other leaders are still gathering information from career staff on their feelings about the move. She added that moving headquarters jobs to Colorado already caused upset within the Bureau.
And the last thing we want to do is cause that again. So we're being very careful about how we're approaching it.
Colorado leaders are pushing to keep the Bureau's headquarters in Grand Junction. Appointments are no longer needed at 3 of the state's COVID vaccination sites. Those sites are in Denver, Pueblo, and Larimer County. They're still making appointments at sites in Grand Junction and in Adams County. Along the Front Range today, cloudy skies, often on snow, and temperatures staying cool. It's going to be warmer for the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.